Eagles are coming off an emotional comfort-behind win over a hated division rival in the New York Giants to get to 2-1 on the season. This week, the challenge is going on the road to the West Coast to face a winless Chargers team, one that the Eagles see once every four seasons. Basically, the Eagles have to dig deep to avoid the dreaded trap game.
I think it's perspective. I think you have the mentality every week that, you know, at any given chance, any given moment, the play you're in currently can be the difference in the game. And, you know, you just got to continue to prepare the same way, continue to go out there and, you know, just play football.
You just got to continue to, you know, grind, you know, continue to grind harder and harder. Everything that we did that we did last week all played a part in us winning that game. So we got to just continue that aggressiveness and continue to attack each day like that, like we did last week. And, you know, hopefully we'll just continue to come out on top of these close games.
I think we just built off last week. That was a big win for us. And, you know, I think we just take that and we continue to run and we continue to build.
You know, anytime you win and you win the fashion that we did, and it is emotional. It's a physical football game, number one. It was an emotional football game, number two. And then to win it, number three. Keeping the guys grounded a little bit. I think sometimes wins can mask a little bit of the, you know, we need to get better mentality. And we got to continue to get better and show improvement.
The Eagles were 1-6 in one-score games a year ago, but this year they've already beaten the Giants in a thriller, and back in week one, it was a two-point game going into the fourth quarter before the Eagles blew it open late. What's been the difference in 2017?
Yeah, I think it's a mentality. I think we're a little bit more mature. I think we've obviously those situations have benefited us now. Obviously, they were terrible to go through, but, you know, we learned, and Coach Peterson made sure that we were learning from those situations and not just getting away with losing games and coming away just thinking it was whatever. You know, make sure that you analyze the fact that, you know, we had chances to win a lot of the games last year, and we didn't get it done. So I think it's a mindset. I think it's a mindset that we've gone into every game with, just gritty, tough, smash mouth, just – you know, fight to the end. That's the city. That's who we want to be.
That's a mentality, man. I think guys just, you know, that never quit mentality. But it was just, I think how we approached OTAs and training camp and, things that Doug said to us and how we just approached training camp. It was brutal. Training camp was rough. And I think it helped us, you know, be able to overcome adversity when it comes to us in the games.
And I think now that we're getting over the hump, is because, you know, everybody's been there before. You know, we got most of the team that we had last year. We got some new additions, but overall, our core people, you know, have been in that situation before. So they're here, the veterans, talking to the rookies, and just to hear people on the sideline. Nobody was rattled because we've been there before.
The Chargers might be 0-3 on the season, but don't tell that to the players in the locker room. They have a potential future Hall of Fame quarterback in Phillip Rivers, a definite future Hall of Fame tight end in Antonio Gates, a former first-round pick at running back in Melvin Gordon, speedy wide receivers, and a defense headed by two outstanding ends in Melvin Ingram, the AFC Defensive Player of the Month, and former first-round pick Joey Bosa. Don't take my word for it. Let's hear from the players and the coaches.
The Chargers, you know, obviously they're 0-3, but they've lost every single game that they've lost. It's been, you know, they've had chances to go up late or to win the game. And, you know, they're a very dangerous team.
They're good, you know. They have two of the best pass rushers in the league, you know, in Bosa and Ingram. So, you know, they're a really good defense. You know, they have some downhill hidden safeties. You know, you just gotta make sure when you go into that game, you just make sure you go in there aggressive, discount the records, and just go out there and play football.
They have a good defense. Going facing those guys day in, day out, they have a really good defense. But you go from Bosa to Melvin, you know, those two guys are extremely active on the edge. Then you have Corey, you have me, Bane, on the inside. Jatavius at backer. Jaleel, you know, he's a hitter. Trey. You know, they got some players over there, so it'll be a good matchup. I know they're going to bring it, but I know this team will be ready as well.
Ingram, I believe, is leading the NFL in sacks, and Bosa is a, he's a high motor, high energy guy, relentless finisher. These two guys are tough to block, and our tackles have had. I thought both our tackles played extremely well Sunday against two, elite pass rushers. They're going to have to do it again this week.
Head coach Doug Peterson addresses the media for one final time Friday morning. We'll have that live for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.